The Committee on Fiscal Policy will now come to order. Michelle, please call the roll.
Chair Gruters?
Here.
Vice Chair Osgood?
Here.
Senator Arrington?
Here.
Senator Avila? Senator Bernard?
Here.
Senator Boyd?
Here.
Senator Bracy Davis?
Here.
Senator Bradley? Senator Burton? Senator Claudiude? Senator Davis? Senator Gates? Senator Jones? Senator Leak?
Here.
Senator Mayfield? Senator Pasadomo? Senator Rodriguez? Senator Simon? Senator Trunow? Senator Yarborough? Quorum is present.
Senator Davis is excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Take up tab 1, CS for SB 578 on Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Initiative by Senator Simon. Senator Simon, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Florida has the second highest number of individuals living with Alzheimer's disease in the country. It is the sixth leading cause of death in our nation and in the state of Florida. There's over 580,000 Floridians currently living with Alzheimer's disease, and that number is projected to rise with our growing senior population. Excuse me. Six of our 67 counties are ranked in the top 100 for Alzheimer's prevalence in the country. Florida is one of only the only leading state that does not have a state-funded public awareness campaign. This bill creates a state public This bill creates a statewide public health awareness campaign funded through the Department of Elder Affairs. The awareness campaign would communicate the advantages of early detection and diagnosis, report issues with cognition, the importance of brain health, recent progress in Alzheimer's research, and the availability of clinical trials, and minimize health disparities through outreach and education. The program will focus on education. The program will focus on educating the general public, particularly those over the age of 60, and the population at higher risk of developing Alzheimer's and other related dementia. The marketing and advertising campaign will include multimedia platforms. Department of Elder Affairs would contract with nonprofits to focus on Alzheimer's education and awareness. Mr. Chair, that is a bill.
Are there questions on the bill? We have several appearance forms. We have John Strader. Strader speaking. Come on up. You are recognized.
There we go. Is that it? It's on? Okay. Good morning, Chair Gruters and committee members. Thank you for seeing us this morning. My name is John Strader. I am the co-chair of the board of directors for the Alzheimer's Association in South Florida. And more importantly than that, I'm the caregiver for my wife, Lisa, who's in the very late stages of the disease. This bill is really important to a lot of people here in Florida. When I first started down the journey with my wife, we didn't really have much in the way of information at all available to us. And there wasn't much to be done at that point, truthfully. But since then, there's been a number of advances in the medical field. We now have a couple of medications that are able to slow the disease down in the early stages for some people. And as of this year, last year rather, we had a blood test approved by the FDA for the purposes of diagnosing the disease, the presence of amyloid plaque and tau protein buildup in the brain, long before symptoms present. So these medications are only effective in the very early going, the very early stages of the disease. As a result, awareness is critical, and public awareness through media campaigns is a way to get the word out so that people can get diagnosed early enough that the medications can make a difference. So that's really the bottom line of what we're trying to do here today. We had an interesting opportunity last year with our local chapter. We had some funding available to us, and we were able to do an awareness campaign through Dade County, through the buses and the bus stops and so forth. And the increase in the traffic to our 1-800 helpline was dramatic. It was over 30% increase in traffic over the course of the several months that we ran the pilot program. So we know that these media campaigns work. And we're just asking today for your support and your help in getting the bill through. And we appreciate your support. That's pretty much what I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karen Murillo, waving in support, AARP of Florida, and Tyler Jefferson, Alzheimer's Association, waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill? Yes. So that was good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Simon, for this bill. I am in support of this great bill. I'm just going to ask Senator Simon, in your close, will you give a little information about the funding for this initiative, if it's going to come through the Department of Elderly Affairs, or are we going to ask for new funding? I just want to make sure that the concept is here, but it's also supported financially in the implementation.
Thank you, Senator Osgood. Senator Bernard, Senator Jones, you're welcome to recognize.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. And first, I just want to thank Senator Simon for this very good bill, but more importantly, stepping outside of us just being senators and speaking to Senator Simon as our colleague and our brother who's carrying this bill, understanding that what you're actively dealing with right now, and we want, I'm sure my colleagues wouldn't mind me speaking for them and all 40 members of the Senate, we know why you're carrying this. We want you to understand that the 580,000 people in Florida who you spoke of, we see you, we love you, Senator Simon, and we support this legislation. And to follow up with Senator Osgood's request to make sure that this is fully funded, that's my hope, that this would not just be something that we do this year, but going on, that we look at this disease. And Mr. Stratton, as you spoke so eloquently, as it pertains to even you being a caretaker, we see you, we support you also, and to all those individuals who are caretakers, we see you and we support you, and I hope we can get this across the finish line. We love you, Senator Simon. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Leak.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to make a special acknowledgement to the family members and all the people who are the caregivers and the special people like Senator Simon and my wife who have to go through this and live this every day. So thank you.
Yes, Senator Bradley.
Just very briefly, I just wanted to thank you, Senator Simon, for this bill. It's going to be incredibly impactful to Florida families that are dealing with this disease, for the caregivers. The state of Florida is better for your service, and the Florida Senate is better for you being here because you have a big heart and you serve, and we're thankful for you.
Senator Burton.
Thank you, Chair. Alzheimer's disease is a disease that we all either know somebody who has a family member who is suffering with Alzheimer's, so we're familiar with their plight and what they deal with as caregivers, as we've mentioned earlier. We know somebody, we love somebody, or if we don't today, and I think everybody in this room probably does, and most Floridians do, we will. We absolutely will. And I am quite honestly surprised that we don't do this already. So I'd like to thank Senator Simon for bringing this great bill forward.
Senator Simon, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Oh, gosh. I went over this bill this morning, and I didn't expect it to hit me. And after everything that my family and I have been kind of dealing with over the last couple of days, my mom being in the hospital currently, Five years ago when my mother was diagnosed, I didn't know where to turn, being an only child, having an amazing wife and a son that really stepped up in a major way. You try and pick up the phone and call the 1-800 numbers, and you don't want to remove their individuality, their independence. And my mom is someone who is tremendously strong and has always done it on her own. but you understand the need to start to put things in place. And it's tough. It's tough. And you never realized how much someone can disappear right in front of you. And you try and find things to smile about and laugh about. Every time I get a chance to talk to her, and she's aware, and I ask her how old she is. Some days she's 15. Some days she's 27. It's funny because she's never gotten over 40. But it still leaves a big hole in terms of resources and understanding where to go and what's out there. And I'm thankful that I've had a lot of friends in this process to kind of point me in the right direction. But there are families out there that don't have that. And those are the ones that I worry about the most, because that weight falls on them the hardest. And so getting out in front of this, I hope we're getting out in front of this with this bill, so that families don't fall apart and they do realize that there are treatments that are out there if caught earlier, and there are opportunities for their families to at least get the help that they need. Not only the mother, father, grandparent that is dealing with the disease, but I tell people all the time that the folks that are dealing with it the worst are the folks that can't remember it, or that do remember it. Because my mom, depending on the minute, and it's not good days and bad days, it's good minutes and bad minutes. She doesn't know that she has Alzheimer's. For a number of years, she didn't even admit it. But we do. And so, with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Senator Simon. Michelle, please call the roll and seat for SB 578.
Senator Arrington?
Yes.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Senator Bradley? Senator Burton? Yes. Senator Kalatayud? Senator Davis? Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Leak?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pasadena?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Truenow?
Yes.
Senator Yarborough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Osgood?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 578 is reported favorably. Is there any other business before this committee? Senator Rodriguez moves that we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.